Mora says again the case was Yeda Kazayas Chalev Erev Yom Kippur. And then Yedik another Kazayas Chalev after Yom Kippur. And again it was Behela Machas, you did not realize you did the Chet in between. So Achinam here also, you want to tell me that maybe Shtech HaTos not to bring two Chatois, while the Elo Machas Achlin, the Yedik will one Helem. Whereas if you're going to tell me now that a Sofet Yedi is Mechalik, so Vais Tos Yom Kippur itself has a Loch like a Sofet Yediya. Because if you would have had a Chiyuv Oshim Tolui, so then Yom Kippur frees you. So Yom Kippur is considered like you have a Sofet Yediya. So here in this case, it should be considered like you had a Sofet Yediya in between, even though really you did not realize it, left Yom Kippur. It left you ate both Chatichas. So according to you, you should be Chayiv two Chatois, and really within is you only Chayiv one. Gemara says back, no, Omalei Abaya, Abaya will answer back and says, the man Leimler who told you, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ad Le Misyadalei, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper if you did not know about it. Dilma, maybe, who did Misyadalei, maybe Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if you know you did the Chet. Maybe if you did not have any idea at all, maybe Yom Kippur is also not Mechaper. See, the case was he ate a Kazayat Chile before Yom Kippur, and he did not realize he did the Chet. So Yom Kippur is not even called like a Sefer Yediya. So that's why later when he eats the second piece of Chelub after Yom Kippur, and now he first realizes, Oyvei, he ate two Kizaisim Chelub Elamachas, Havad is only Chayiv one Chatis, it will not be a Kasher according to Bayerida. So Vadi could hold that a Sefer Yediya would be Mechalik even for Chayiv Chatis. Just Yom Kippur, that the din is that Yom Kippur is Mechapar and Oshim Tolui, that's only if you know you did the Chet. But if you did not know you did the chet at all yet, it's not mechaper. That's what Abaye is telling the back. Dilma v'huti misyadilei. Omalei Rav said back, v'hoidav lehoidav tinan. Is that no? That he answered back and says no, that you have your kapor, even though you did not know you did the chet. That's what Rav turns back to Abaye. Rashi says, v'hoidav lehoidav tinan. That's a parakam of the shvus. Vorsh be Gemara, bein shenoydeloi, sovig bein shenoydeloi, sveiko, koydem kepur, mekepur mechaper. Al meraf agav loy misyadle legamri, mechaper, slitz mechaper. Now the Gemara says, ikad yamri, something like this, ikad yamri, ted omole rovo bachonu abaya. Rovo bachonu said to abaya, ma ilu watkni, be according to you, abaya, you want to say, again, that sovig yediyas is mechalik, is so ma ilu ocho, kizayis chelu shachris. Somebody ate the kazayas of chelus shachrus b'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur in the morning, somebody ate the kazayas of chelus. Chura, what do you have to come out to chelus for? You know how to eat on Yom Kippur anyway. So it could be, machmas tam and achil on Yom Kippur, you're in a chayv, you eat a slice of a kesebis. That's more than a kazayas. But here, after you eat the chelus, you be chayv, you eat a kazayas. So a person ate a kazayas of chelus in the morning. And then a kazayas chelus b'mincha b'yom kippurim. Then you eat another kazayas. By Mincha Tami Bim Kippur. His Hochinami here also were Tami the Mechayiv Shtechatois, Mechayiv Shtechatois. As if to say that the day of Yom Kippur, like every minute of the day, is like a Sofa Yediyah to Mechalik, so you have to bring two Chatois, it's not Mestavra. So Mor says back, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Oman Lemlon, who told you the Yom Kippurin, Kol Shosa Mechap, who told you every minute, like every hour of Yom Kippur's Mechapur, Dilma maybe Kulu Yom Meurta. Maybe the whole day by night time it's Mechap, at the end of Yom Kippur. Says since he ate one Kazayis in the morning and one Kazayis by Mincha time, and he did not have Yedi in between, Pshit is only Chayiv one Kor Mechatis. Here even Abaye would agree. Now the because that's Abaye's Lashon to say that Dilma Kulu Yom, maybe the whole day is Mechap. In other words, a Chet you did in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur, you have no Kapara for. So Omulei Rabba Babachona Tirdo. Tara the Rashi is loshen like a shait, like you made a mistake, it's a fool, you're not saying right. Tani, we learned. Hare Shabol Yodi Sofak Aver Yom Kippur. Someone did a Sofak Aver on Yom Kippur. Ah, Filu Imcha Sheikh, even if the Chet you first did Mamish by the end of Yom Kippur, right before Shkia, still Potter, Yavi Kapor from Yom Kippur. Why? Shekola Yom Mechapas, you see, not like Abaye, not that you need a Chet before the day. But a chet during the day of Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Here it's mashma. No, even a chet you did during the day of Yom Kippur also it's mechaper. So therefore, Abaye's teretz is not a good teretz. By koponas the machlokes, if a sofik yediyah is mechalik or not. Mosiv ravidi baravin. It says like this: Ochal v'shosa delamachas. Somebody ate and drank with one forgetting on Yom Kippur. Ein chayv elachatasachas. Only chayv one chatas. Rashi, Dishtiyah, Bechlal, Achilas, Bechlal, the same thing. For Bein Achilu Lishtiyah, Yevshad Lehevi, Shoyis, Beyoim, Tim Misyadale. In between, Mistami realized that it was Yom Kippur, and he had time to feel that he did a chet. Rashi, the Misyad Kaleina, Iko Shir, Tevi Yevshad, there is time in the middle that he could have found out. That should be considered like you had a Sofik Yediyah, even though we really did not have it, but since there was time of the day to have it, for Yom Kippur, that should be considered like a Sofik Yediyah, like we're saying this whole time. For the Marvo, Ben Achilu Lishti, Yev Shad Lehebe, Shoyis Piyem, Temisiyadale, Vichapale, Yom Kippurim, Bemokim, Mashem Toli Koi. And if it would have been a sofachet, like only Chai Benoshim Toli, then Yom Kippur would have been mechaper him. So therefore it's considered like there was a sofach yidi here. Hogatani still it says, in the Chai Velachatas Achas, you only have to bring one chatas. So the question is why? According to you, Abaye, that you say sofach yidi is a mechalik, to bring two chatoyis. See, since on Yom Kippur itself is like a sofach yidi, you should have to bring two chatoyis. How come you only have to bring one? That is the question. V sagadif, you can tell me, think, V sagaditach. That Yediyah Sofik is mechadis lechatois, a Sofik Yediyah have in between. Even though you did not know, Yivadi did a chet. You only know you did a Sofik chet, that's not to mechayvi Nashim Toli. And then later you found out that you did a Vadi chet. That's mechayvi to chatois. So here also, mechayv shtei chatois, you should have a chiv to bring two chatois. My army, the more answer is, Kiyom Reb Zero, when did Reb Zero say this to Rebbe? Reb Zeru only said it's according to Rebbe that a Sofik Yediyah is Mechalat to Mechai B'tu Chatois. Hor Rabbonim, I think this goes according to Rabbonim. The Rabbonim Shittu is no, that a Sofik Yediyah is not Mechalik. So Mura says, I have all me the Sefer. Rebbe's in the Sefer. This goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya says like this, Shosa Tzir on Mariah's Potter. Somebody drank the juice of fish, he's Potter. Ho Choy Mitzchayiv. But if he drank vinegar, then he would be Chayiv. The master would drink chaimitz vinegar on Yom Kippur, then you chayiv. A man who's the go like Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya we learned chaimitz ein meshivas nefesh. You drink chaimitz vinegar on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv. It's not cold. Doesn't return your nefesh. Rebbe not. It's not like refreshing. Rebbe says no. Rebbe Yomer. Yomer ani. I say chaimitz meshivas nefesh. If you drink vinegar, it is refreshing. You would be chayiv. If so, neither safe for Rebbe, since the race safe goes according to Rebbe, the Choration Ami Rebbe, the ratio goes according to Rebbe. Smell says, no, Ami Authority is safe for Rebbe, and ratio is the Rabbonin, Smell is not a cash, could be the ratio goes according to Rabbonin. Aisvei Rav, Rebbe has a question like this. It says, Ochal Hayoim, Ochal Amochor, somebody ate today from Hegdish, and then he ate more tomorrow. Loch of the Hegdish, Yechayv, if he and then a Shava Prut is worth. So today he was Nena Chatzi Pruta, and tomorrow Chatzi Pruta. Or else, Nena Hayoim, or else he ate a little bit today, he ate tomorrow, or else Nena Hayoim, Nena Lamocha. Ochel Hayoim, Nena Lamocha. He ate a little bit today, and had a nor from Hegdish tomorrow. Nena Hayoim, Ochel Lamocha. Vafilu Mikan, Viyat Shalosh Shanim, even if it takes from now, Viyat to 3 years. Minayin Shem, so how you know to say it's all Mitzvarov to be Mechayiv Yufan Issa Milom, if you had a nor from Hegdish. And Minayim Shem start from Zeh and Zeh. Tam Levin, the Pesach says, Tim Momor Riboy, that means over Nisamil, as long as you have Hanor from Hegdish, worth a Shavu Prutom, even though it's Mitzarev made up from a long time, still Yechayiv. And the more of Amai, why, Hakippur, Leah, Mekippurim, when Yom Kippur passes by, so before you had this Shia, Lechura, Yom Kippur is Mechaper on you. So why is it Mitzarev to two? Why isn't Yom Kippur Mafsig? Like Rashi says again, the Yediyah Sofik Mechalkos, whatever Yom Kippur, Yediyah Sofik. Yom Kippur is like Yediyah Sofik, with my wife to Mitzarev. So for instance, I'm going to tell you, Ki Mechapur Yom Kippur al Yisur, when is Yom Kippur? Mechapur on Yisurim. I'm a money lay Mechapur, but I'm a manat, like here this Yisur of Hegdish, of Nenem and Hegdish, like a Gezeldik Alochem. So that Yom Kippur is not Mechapur. This is still have to have a separate Kapora besides Yom Kippur. The voice them, another thing I will answer you is, Ki Mechapur Yom Kippur, when is Yom Kippur? Mechapur al Kudish Yurim. If you did the whole Shir, before Yom Kippur, you have a whole chet, and then Yom Kippur is mechaper. But the apag of the shiur lemechaper, if you only did a half of a shiur, like here, you only a little bit before Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is not mechaper. V'chein, the same thing more says, Amar Shlok, Rosh Lakish also says, that Kanshan Rebbe, Rosh Lakish also holds, like Abaye holds before, that Kan, again, V'chein, Amar Rosh Lakish, that Kanshan Rebbe, Rebbe taught us here to tell us, that Yediyah Sofik Mechalkas Lachatoyis, yes, if you have a Sofik Yediyah in between two Chatoyim, it's Mechal to Mechayv, you two Chatoyis. Like we said before, if you ate a chalev, and you forgot, b'shas you ate your Rishoy gig, then later you had a Suffolk Yediyah. Then you ate another kazayas of chalev, and then you found out that both of them were chalev. So according to Rosh Lakish, you chayev two chatois. If you have a number, no, any Yediyah Suffolk Mechalek, Yediyah Suffolk is not Mechalek, for chatois. This is what Rabbi meant to say, that Kishem Shem Hoysalo Yediyah Vadai. Maybe I'll call achas viachas. You would have had a vada yediyah that would be mechayv to bring to chatoyis. Kachem hoyis lo yediyah sofik. You have a yediyah sofik also. Maybe Yerushim toli. I call achas viachas. Mezvishleim the Rabbi Yochanan. Hainu deko toli li Yerushim chatis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. What we toli in Yerushim in a chiyav chatis. Rashi says. That means to say the kishen shemoyis yediyah vadoyis bentayim moyis mechavlus lachatoyis. The Chassid of Boston says, "Ahei de lov chatosoi, kach yediyah sofik is also mechalkas lashomis, or maybe yoshem tola kolachas biachas." That's good according to Rabbi Yechanan. That a sofik yediyah is not mechalak, only a vada yediyah is mechalak. Therefore, the Mishnah is totally oshem and a din of achatas. But the question is, Elul Rosh Lakish, according to Rosh Lakish, the more you ask the question, chatas bi yoshem iboilei. Rashi says, "El Rashlokish Chatas Yoshem Yiboylei Lemisli Kshem Shiyadiyah Sofik Mechavkos Liashomus Kach Mechavkos Lechatois." The Chiddush then is that a Sofik Yiyadiyah is Mechalek for Chatas. So Shiddush said, just like a Sofik Yiyadiyah is Mechalek to Mechayiv you to Oshem Tolis, the same thing a Sofik Yiyadiyah is Mechalek you to bring to Chatois. The case will let you fill out Yidag Yivara Didachet. Versus Kasha and Chalam. The current Rashlokish is a little bit Kasha. By Kopo Nas Machlokish, Rabbi Yochanan Machlokish is a Sofik Yediyah Mechalek Mechatoyis or not. Now the Gemara says, for Rami to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Stephen, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and also for Rami to Rashlokish, Rabbi Rashlokish. The Tanya would learn like this. Shnei Shevilim, let's say there were two roads, Echot Tomei V'Echot Torah, one road was Tomei, one road was Torah. V'olach Barishin, the person went down through the first road, V'lo Nichnas, he didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Then Bisheni went down the second road, Benichnas, the same person. So Kitzi went down these two roads, and now for sure he's Tamei. Then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash Chayiv, for sure he's Chayiv to bring a Noshem, a Korban Eil B'Yerid, the Ma'isi Vada Didachet. What's going to be, Holach Bisheni went down the first road, again there were two roads here, one had a mace buried there, one did not have. So the person went down the first road, Benichnas, he went to the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time it's not Vada Didachet, maybe he wasn't Tamei. What happened was, he was Matari himself, Minasopik, he was Matari himself. Then, Vihizah, Vishon of a Tavol, he made Azor twice, he went to the Mikvah. So, Vikitsa became Tor Minasopik. Then, after became Tor, Baalach Bishen, now the person walks down the second road. Vinichnas, now he goes into the base of Mikdash. So, Locher is Chayiv, he's like a Chayiv of Korban. But, Rabbi Shimon holds you, Potter. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape.